think he has going for himself. You know, he's won a lot of football games, so I think we're very, very confident in him going forward.
You've played with Donovan, Foles, Vic, Cobb. You played with Cobb, Sanchez, a little bit with Matt. Am I forgetting anybody?
Vince Young.
Thank you. Is there a positive about playing with so many different quarterbacks? And you've probably never played with any over more than a handful, you know, like 10, 15 games in a row. Is there a negative about it too?
I mean, obviously, you know, the one thing that's obvious is the chemistry. You know, obviously you want to be able to, you know, build that chemistry with one particular guy and continue to build on that. But, I think, you know, in Mark's situation with him, being as established as he is, I think it's made the transition a lot easier. And it's not necessarily, you know, you don't necessarily learn anything. It's just that's how this game works. You know, injuries happen, you know, changes happen, and when it does, you have to be able to step up to the plate.
When you see some receivers play their whole careers with one guy, you know, whether it's Favre or Luck, I mean, guys who, you know, Matt Ryan, these guys, Flacco, they never miss a game, and, you know, the receivers get years and years built up. I mean, do you ever wish you kind of had that with one guy?
It's part of the game. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, say I've ever, you know, wished that, or I haven't, you know, or I've ever wished against it. You know, it's just part of the game, and, you know, whatever situation that arrives, you know, that's what I got to be ready for.
Do you feel fortunate that every time a guy's gotten hurt or whatever, benched, that there's been a pretty good guy to come?
Absolutely, and I think that's credit to this organization by, you know, getting some good guys in here, and, you know, like Chip said, you know, you need two starting quarterbacks.
What was your reaction when Chip called the deep pass on Mark's first play?
I just think it was, we're going to run our offense. I think he was confident in Mark to be able to do that, and then that's what the defense is after they're giving up. You know, we're going to take advantage of it. I told Chip that I can run by those guys, and, you know, he dialed up a perfect play call.
Does that send a message with the rest of the offense that, you know, we're just going to continue on?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think everybody thought that we were going to do that anyways. You know, Chip's not the type of guy that's going to change anything, and he understands that Mark is a guy who's capable of running everything that we run. So,
hey, Jeremy, you're seeing Jason Avant this weekend. What role has he had on your career? He was with
you. He's been awesome. You know, he's probably one of my favorite guys in the whole wide world. I wish him the best of luck. I just talked to him last night, matter of fact. So it's going to be weird seeing him in a different uniform, but. You know, I'm just glad he has another opportunity to go out there and play football.
How have you guys replaced that presence in the room?
it's been different. You know, obviously, you know, nobody had as much experience as Jason. Jason was, you know, he was a guy that just kind of did what he had to do and went about his business. So it's been different. But, you know, I've been able to kind of be more vocal. And Brad Smith is another guy who's not very vocal, but people respect him. People respect his work ethic, people respect kind of how he approach work every day. Coop's been a little more vocal as well. I think, you know, it's us three guys that's going to kind of bring the receiving core along.
Last year, I think Deshaun put up a career year in this offense. You know, this year you're doing the same thing, but obviously in different ways and everything. Is there something about the offense that kind of, like, you know, enables you guys to?
I think it's just about going out there and playing football. I think Chip does a good job of putting guys in space, helping guys be successful, using their skill set to their advantage. It's all about, a lot of it has to do with kind of what we do, and then the rest is, you know, kind of our capability. You know, I've been able to make some plays downfield, to catch the ball and run after the catch a little bit. So
that was kind of my follow-up. I mean, is that, you know, a product of just, you know, your talent, the system, both?
I mean, everything works together. You know, obviously you need the right scheme, but at the same time, you need the players to plug in there too.
You've had a chance to talk to Nick. I haven't. Have you? What's he thinking these days? What's he?
I think you have to talk to him to find out exactly what he's thinking. But me knowing Nick, I just know that he's probably hungry to get back out there. He understands that the most important thing is getting healthy. But he's. You know, he told me out in the field today, you know, it's kind of hard for him just sitting there watching. You know, he's not used to that, you know. So, but, you know, I hope him, you know, he has a speedy recovery.
Given all the things that you've been through in your life, frankly, does it help you to just stay focused on this and not maybe on your next contract?
Yeah, you know, it's all about playing football. You know, you know, as far as the contract and everything, you know, when the time is right, you know, that stuff will take care of itself. But you know, the most important thing right now is playing football and, you know, continue to go out there and help my team win games.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks. Thank you. Corey will be here shortly.